Most of the U.S. Midwest is experiencing tranquil weather this morning, but there is some growing concern about the return of wet weather during the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. The majority of the Midwest will not see much in the way of meaningful precipitation for a little while here. We do see some light snow and a little bit of rainfall continuing to linger across the Great Lakes region today. The precipitation is expected to break up as it shifts to the south over time, but we're not expecting to see organized precipitation in the majority of the region for the next several days. We will see a cool front cut across parts of the Midwest for a little bit here as we move from Friday into Saturday, and during that time period, the cooler air will bring a little bit of moisture to the lower Ohio River Valley and perhaps a few locations in the Delta and the southeastern states, but the amount of moisture that's going to result should not create any kind of new flooding or any concern about excessive moisture across the region. Once we're in the cold air, of course, the big concern is going to be winter wheat conditions, but there is no reason for the soft wheat crop in the Midwest to be exposed to crop damaging conditions to the sense of hurting production potentials. The wheat crop in the Midwest is much more underdeveloped relative to that in the southern U.S. plains, Delta and southeastern states, and so the potential for damage is quite low. But in these southern areas of the U.S., there will be a chance for a little bit of crop damage, and we'll continue to monitor that, but I don't believe the temperatures are going to be low enough for a long enough period of time in Texas, Oklahoma, the Delta, or the southeastern states. There may be a few exceptions, though, if the crop is in the boot stage or maybe something a little bit more damaging occurring from temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s. But most of the winter crop is just jointing across the southern states and not far enough advanced to be vulnerable to the kinds of temperatures we'll see this weekend. The biggest concern outside of the cold is that potential for more storminess coming up for the latter part of next week. And most of the computer forecast models today are suggesting a large storm system to begin brewing in the second half of next week in the southern portions of the U.S. plains, more likely the eastern parts of Texas and eastern Oklahoma, and into parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area. The storm system is going to be somewhat similar to the big soaking rain that produced all that excessive flooding in the Delta late last week and into the weekend, but we're not going to see that repeated. Instead, we will see just enough rain to rekindle some local flooding and perhaps rekindle worry in the marketplace that some of these farmers may not get into their fields for quite some time. That may change the planting intentions in the Delta away from corn and more towards soybeans. We'll see what happens, though, with these rain events as they come up. Some of the computer forecast models have even suggested that yet another storm system could occur in the final days of March. And if both events occur as advertised, planting in these fields is going to be very difficult. Some of the rain from both of these two systems, the one late next week and the one late in the month, could reach up into the Ohio River Basin area, keeping those areas rather wet and raising some concern about the prospects for early season planting in early April. We'll continue to monitor that as well. Our temperatures across the region are going to be cooling down a little bit, and we'll see some cooler than usual conditions occurring across parts of the region as we go out into the latter part of the forecast period. But today, we'll still see 50 and 60 degree highs in many areas in the Midwest. Tomorrow we'll be seeing more 40s and 50s, and we'll be coolest probably on Saturday with 40s and a few lower 50s in the lower parts of the Midwest. Northern areas will only be in the 30s, and our low temperatures at night will fall back into the 20s and 30s in many areas with some teens in the far north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.